Sandwich bargains. Lunch is hours away, but a foreman is already buying food for his troops before it rolls around. A sale unfolds as I stand on the sidewalk in front of a construction site and watch sandwiches and sweets go into a 5-gallon bucket. A stooped figure is retrieving orders from the shelves in the back of the little van, and the subs he pulls out look big to me. "What you got in there?" The young man, bearded, points at 2 front rows of sub sandwiches and a back row of desserts. "Did you make them?" I ask. "No, I have a supplier." "How much for the big subs?" "In U.S. dollars, 6. "What's your name?" "Edgardo." "We shake and make a sandwich deal for tomorrow morning, same time, same place," says I didn't bring any money on this stroll. "He wants to give me a sandwich now and I pay tomorrow, but I don't want to do that, because there's lots of static that can get between now and tomorrow." It's nice that he trusts me enough to make such an offer. I don't see a permit, but then I don't need one, because his business is popular, and for that reason alone, advertises itself. Helping local small business guys is high on my list of things to do, even when I'm traveling. When I work construction, I eat out of concession trucks when they're close by at home. I can't make this sandwich for what he sells them for, and even if I bought from a supplier, I'd have to walk there and convince them to sell to me. Paying people for their time and money is never a bad idea. I appreciate being paid for my knowledge, skills, and service, too.